Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Mate, it seems like forever that we've been in to have a chat because I haven't been here. Hello.
Sort of has been forever, so lovely to see you.
Mate, it's great to see you as well. Being Thursday, stacks of new release movies out and about. We've got a shark movie that we'll catch up on. It's just a different vent on a...
It is.
And as always, the shark is the villain in this. A couple of other great movies. One's called Kubo. This seems very, very interesting.
My name is Kubo. I use magic to tell stories about epic battles, warriors, and monsters. But I had no idea my stories were actually true.
Some great fantasy movies coming out.
Yeah, big lineup of characters or voice actors in this one as well. Charlize Theron, Matthew McConaughey, and Ralph Fiennes all lending their voices to this.
Is it Ralph or Rafe?
Oh, I don't know.
I always get
is
confused.
Kubo or
Kubo?
Kubo. That's one of the two.
Tomato.
I'm going to call him Ralph. It's a very Aussie
Ralph?
Way to do it.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He really is. And look, this is a really lovely film. It looks fantastic on screen, and it's something different. Japanese, in terms of looking at it's not Nemo in terms of its cuteness, in terms of animation. It's more Kung Fu Panda, if you like. So,
but maybe a bit more serious than
more
Kung
serious
Fu Panda.
And spiritual.
If you can get some more serious than Kung Fu Panda, I take it very, very seriously.
Of course.
War Dogs, this is an interesting one as well.
Now to a question that still has no clear answer. How did two 20-something young men land a $300 million Pentagon contract?
They call guys like us war dogs. Bottom feeders who make money off of war without ever stepping foot on the battlefield. It's meant to be derogatory, but we kind of liked it.
It is the new Bradley Cooper movie.
Yes, and a true story as well. Apparently, these two young upstarts came in and shortchanged themselves to the tune of about $50 million with a contract with the Pentagon. So, look, it's Miles Teller, Bradley Cooper and Jonah Hill. And, look, there's no comedy in war, but there's a comedy here. It looks great.
And is it a true story or based loosely on a true story?
It says the true story of two young men who won a $300 million contract. There you go.
Well, if it's on a press release...
It must be true.
It must be true.
All right. It's on the internet.
One of our most sinister characters, the Great White Shark, is back, and it's The Shallows.
It is. Blake Lively, you'd know her. Well, maybe you do if you've seen a television series called Gossip Girl, one for the young ones. And, yeah, look, the storyline here, a shark is circling a girl who finds herself marooned on a small little island, and he's really coming after her.
Okay.
And she needs to get out of there.
Does she get out of there?
Well, you need to come along and have a look.
What did you say? You said before it's a horror without being a horror. I don't think I'd like to be stuck on a boy out at sea with a shark. That'd be very horror.
Look, I'll be on the edge of my seat watching it, that's for sure.
2NURFM 103.7.